tough loss for the Philadelphia Eagles on the road. Let's take a look at some of the key plays in the game. This was not a good start for the Eagles' defense. The Lions marched right down the field on their first possession and scored. Let's take a look at the touchdown pass to Theo Riddick. Notice, Stafford is in the shotgun, but he's flanked by two backs. That's the fullback, Michael Burton, and this is Theo Riddick right here. Now, what the Eagles are going to be playing is what we call man-free with a lurk defender, a defender who does not have a man responsibility. That's going to be Jordan Hicks right here. He's what we call the lurk defender. He's not responsible man-to-man. Now, this is Michael Kendrick. He is responsible right here for Theo Riddick. That's the matchup you're looking at. So let's clear the screen. We're going to run this a bit, and we're going to see exactly how Kendrick's played this. Now, remember, if you freeze it right about here, that's the perfect freeze. Because remember, here's Kendrick's, here's Riddick. Where does Michael Kendrick's have help? He has help in the middle of the field right here with Jordan Hicks. So what Kendrick's has to do here is play this from the outside in. So he pushes Theo Riddick to the inside toward his help, which is Jordan Hicks. But if you notice here, he's actually playing it incorrectly. He's playing it from the inside out. So you know what that does? Let's clear the screen and you'll see what that does. It allows Riddick to break outside, free and clear, for the touchdown. That was the Lions' first touchdown of the game. This was the Lions' second touchdown of the game on their second drive. It was also a touchdown pass to Theo Riddick. This was a totally different kind of play, and one that really developed from the fact that the Lions used Golden Tate in the backfield on a number of snaps in the first half. So we're going to take a look. Now, you'll see that the center is pointed out right here. He's going to be the lead blocker, but he doesn't have a lot to do really with the design and the mechanics of this play. What does is Golden Tate initially, and this is Golden Tate right here. This is Theo Riddick. But right now, Golden Tate is critical because as the ball snapped, he's going to move in this direction and Matthew Stafford is going to look to him. What you're trying to create here is flow, misdirection to that side, to the left of the offensive formation. The key player you're trying to influence and impact is Jordan Hicks right here because he's the player you've got to get blocked in order for the screen to the right side to work. So let's take a look as we let this go. You're going to see now as we run this, there's Tate, the fake there. Stop it right here. Perfect. Because what happened? Jordan Hicks, he has reacted to the misdirection and flow to the left side of the offense. That sets him up to be blocked right here. This is the whole design of the play. A little misdirection, a little flow. Jordan Hicks gets blocked. The screen goes right out here to Riddick. And then he goes right in with a clear path to the end zone. This is a really beautifully designed play. Look at that. There's now no one in front of Theo Riddick. Great design using misdirection and flow to impact the Eagles' defense, particularly Jordan Hicks. This was the play before the Eagles' only touchdown of the first half. And it was really a beautifully designed trap play. And I'm not sure if I remember the Eagles running another trap play this season. They certainly didn't run one in this game. But let's explain what goes on here on this run by Darren Sproles that gets down to the one-yard line. What you're really doing here is this defensive tackle, you're letting him get up the field immediately without anybody on this side of the line here blocking him. You're making him think that he has clear path to penetrate into the backfield. But that's not really the way it works. We're not going to start the play yet. We're going to point out what's going to happen here. This is Brandon Brooks, the right guard. He's actually going to come across and trap right there. Okay, he's going to take care of that D tackle. And what that does is it allows the left side of the offensive line, Barber, he's going to move up. Peters, they can move up cleanly to the second level of the defense, the linebacker level, without having to worry about that defensive tackle. So let's clear it now and we can run it and you'll see how this works out. It's beautifully done. There's the trap by Brooks right here. Beautiful. You see Barber up there, Brooks right here. Sproles through the hole immediately because of the trap in the backfield and you get a really nice gain. The trap is a really nice run as we see Sproles get down to the 1 yard line. Really takes care of a penetrating style 4-3 defense, just like the Lions play. Let's take a look at the Eagles' second touchdown of the game and the second touchdown pass of the game for Carson Wentz. This was a really well-designed play, very tight to the end zone. But what you see here, the two receivers, you see Jordan Matthews and you see Josh Huff. Notice their positioning. Huff is stacked right behind Matthews. Now, this makes it difficult for a defense that's playing man-to-man, which the Lions were here. And the Lions play this incorrectly, because what do you see? The two corners basically standing next to one another. You cannot play a stacked release with your two corners standing next to each other because you can't work through the potential traffic of the route. And it turns out that both Matthews and Huff run what we call sort of glance routes, quick slants. So it works perfectly because the two defenders cannot work through the traffic. So as we let this run, you'll see exactly what that means. No one can get to Huff, and that's all you need because this is a very quick throw. It's a quick three-step throw. The quick game in tight quarters, really well-designed touchdown by the Eagles. Let's take a look at the fumble that occurred in the third quarter that got the Eagles a little closer to the Lions at the time. In fact, set up a field goal to put them behind by one. This was a stunt, what we call a TE stunt. The reason it's a TE stunt is it's always the defensive lineman who goes first. That's the T, and then the E is for the defensive lineman that loops behind. So here you have Benny Logan. He's going to attack upfield. Then you're going to have Vinnie Curry, the end. He's going to work behind Logan. So you have the T and the E. So it's a TE stunt, and this works perfectly because you'll see that Curry gets in clean. The Lions do not pick him up. The center's looking the other way, gets in clean, forces Stafford here to break down and move, and no one hits the ball. Stafford just loses his presence in the pocket, starts to move, loses the ball. The Eagles recover. A really well-executed TE stunt by Logan and Curry, causing the fumble, sets up a field goal. A tough, heartbreaking loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. But now, next week, they start their division schedule on the road against the Washington Redskins. It will be time for redemption.